ask for anything, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning for being God, all by yourself. We thank you for bringing us through last night and waking us up to see another day. Lord, this is a day that no man has ever seen before, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and the precious blood he shed for our sins to make such a moment possible as this. Coming to you by faith, believe in you, Father, to answer these prayers. We thank you, Father God, that you forgive us of our sins. You cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, Lord, and you'll never see them again, and we'll never see them again. So thank you this morning. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ who truly love you and want to see the betterment of others, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you for relationships, Lord, that you're putting back together that men try to put us under. We thank you for this morning. And so, Father God, we go on to say we thank you for your healing power. This old body of ours, Father God, you created and you knew all about it. Whatever ails us this morning, Lord, the prayer requests that have come in for healing with your finger of love this morning, Father, we ask that you touch. We ask that you bless. We ask that you anoint. You can do it like no other, Father, and we thank you for this. Thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, that you will be with us while we travel to and fro. We thank you for this, Lord, and we don't take it for granted. We also pray, Father God, for those young men and women behind bars this morning. Some people have just forgotten about them and just say, keep them where they are. Lord God, you died for them too. Mistakes they've made. Some have repented and some will continue to go on life as usual, Lord, but we thank you for touching them this morning. Continue to do so, Lord God, behind the prison walls. Who can stop your power? Who can stop the Spirit of God from moving and breathing on those folks that you've called for your glory, Lord? We bless your name this morning and we thank you. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh. Thank you, Sister Warren.
In Matthew 22:37.
This is Jesus talking. Matthew 22:37.
Jesus says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first command. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus was talking with the disciples. At this particular time, I just wanted to talk just a couple of minutes about the blessings of loving your neighbor. The blessings of loving your neighbor. Jesus called these 12 men. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't see these 12 men as learned men, because they weren't educators of the law. We're talking about Moses' law. The book of Deuteronomy, when God gave the Ten Commandments and began to give laws to the priests and to the other deacons in the church or in the tabernacle. And so Jesus sits these 12 men down and begins to teach them about love. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because one day they asked Jesus, show us the Father. And Jesus said, all this time you've been with me, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You remember when you saw me heal blind Bartimaeus? That was God. You remember Jairus' daughter? When I raised her from the dead, that was God. It might be when I set 5,000 people down in groups of 50. And I took 2 fish and 5 loaves and I broke it and fed every last one. That's God. It might be that old boy who was in Gadara, living in the tombs naked. And when I got off the ship that morning, he came running down to me and fell at his feet and said, how long will you allow me to suffer, Jesus, the Son of God? He was tethered in chains and nobody could get near him. And Jesus healed him and told him, now go tell your family and friends what good thing God has done for you. That's God. But at this particular moment, there seems to be some aggravation among the group of disciples. You'll see that because in Luke chapter 10, you get the full story. Matthew sort of hits at it, and Jesus says, you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And the second is likened to it. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. This lawyer stands up in Luke chapter 10. You remember Luke. Luke is the beloved physician, the doctor. And this lawyer stands up and he wants to try Jesus. Brother Rick, he wants to test Jesus. That's all they did while Jesus walked. They just tested. And he said, I got a question for you. What must I do to gain eternal life, to make it to heaven? Jesus says, you gotta love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And you gotta love your neighbor as yourself. So the lawyer wasn't satisfied because people were looking, and he wanted to show him, Brother Dickie, how intelligent he was talking with the good master. I gotta love my neighbor? Jesus says, yes. Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Jesus. The greatest teacher that ever lived. Knowing you have questions of him, he always has an answer for you if you wait. You gotta wait, Brother Jimmy. Jesus lives in eternity. We live in time. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So when God speaks a thing, Brother Dickey, you'll get the job. He's speaking in eternity. He's speaking it in eternity. Now when the word leaves the mouth of God, time attaches itself to it. Now you have to wait. He said yes in the heavens the whole time. But the moment the word leaves heaven, time attaches itself to God's word. So you may have to wait on the healing just a little while. Because time has attached itself to God's word. And he asks the question, who is my neighbor? And Jesus begins to speak to the lawyer in love. Jesus says, you know, there was a fella who had left out of Jerusalem. And he was on his way to Jericho. And while he's walking, these old thieves came out from behind him and robbed him. They stripped him naked and beat him to a pulp. Jesus said, while he's laying there bleeding, a priest sees him laying there and walked on the other side of the road and passed him by. The priest, the church, has left Ray, Ray, and Pookie on the side of the road. They've left Becky and Barbara. Now that they find themselves just a little addicted to heroin, they left them on the side of the road. They're no good. They don't bring good light on this church. We can't let people see them coming in here because people in the community know them. What about the prostitute? Her dress is a little too short, Gina. She can't cross her legs just right, and the church has left her on the side of the road. God forgave them of their sins, but they find it hard to forgive those who don't do it God's way just right. It hadn't always been that way, but something happened in life and they left their neighbor on the side of the road. This Levite comes from one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Levites live in community with the Jews, the Gentiles, Sadducees, Pharisees. The Levite looks at him and acknowledges, yeah, he beat up pretty good. Goes on the other side of the road and walks off and leaves him there. Y'all all right with this? Leaves him on the side of the road, brother. He had to be a Jew walking from Jerusalem on down to Jericho. And here comes the Samaritan. You remember the Samaritans. You remember the Samaritan woman that Jesus met at the well? Brother Dickey, Jesus told her, go to the house and go get your husband. She says, I'm not married. Jesus says, yeah, you're right. You're not married. As a matter of fact, you've had 5 husbands. Listen to this high priest. Listen to how he talks to her. You have 5 husbands, and the man you're with now, he ain't your husband. But I'll still give you water. Living water. You won't thirst again off this water. Listen to this high priest. He didn't go to the other side of the road. He sat with her at the well and talk with her. That's a high priest you can go and serve. A good story would be Jews saving the day for this other Jew laying on the ground. Jesus didn't do that, and he came as a Jew. He says a Samaritan came by, not a Jew. We're looking for white people to help white, black to help black. Jesus ain't thinking about none of that. When you need help and God's got what you need, you don't care what a person looks like. Help! That's what you know. I need help. I need help, Jesus. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care where they were born and raised. I need help. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician to heal the sick? God asked the question, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for him? And this Samaritan picks up this old boy and drags him along. You know, the Jews and Samaritans didn't get along like black and whites. He drags him along and takes him to the hotel and tells the manager at the hotel, I don't care what the bill is, let him stay. Out of my own pocket, I'll pay for it. And listen, I've got to go on this journey, but let me know what I owe you when I get back, and I'll make sure I reimburse you. I'll take care of the bill. And before he leaves, he takes his old rag and begins to rub the sores where he hurts the most. Where do you hurt the most? And the good master will take his cloth, put it up against where you hurt, and rub you real good. He'll take care of you real good. The healing power of Jesus our Christ. The Samaritan looks after this Jew, while the priest and the Levite go about their business. Who is my neighbor? The lawyer asked Jesus. Jesus asked him a question. Now, out of all of them, which one do you think took care of his neighbor? I suppose the Samaritan. Jesus says, you've answered correctly. Now go and do likewise. My neighbor, I might not even know his or her name. It doesn't matter. You can care less about political affiliations. It doesn't matter. My neighbor are those men and women that God will bring in my path. You might have to spend your hard-earned money. You might have to treat them to McDonald's sometime. But whatever you do, for your neighbor, I promise God will pay you back in full. In full, he'll pay you back. The things you've been praying about is attached to how you treat your neighbor. The job you've been wanting is attached to how you've been treating people. Don't tell me you love God and don't know how to treat your own brother. Jesus, your mother outside waiting on you. Jesus sitting down teaching says, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is she? He that does the will of my Father in heaven are my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's the high priest. That's Jesus. And I can serve him wherever he goes. And the lawyer walks off. We never hear from this old lawyer again. But he knows and understands. He's been in the presence of God. The answer Jesus gave was not political. It's not denominational. It's love. You have to love me. And don't be going around talking about you loving God and looking at me with your nose in the air while you're walking on the side of the road. Don't do it. I remember this old boy got stuck over here in Pauley somewhere, and I was with another officer, a young guy, and they needed some gas. I was single at the time. Gina thinks she knows money well. But I had a few dollars. Not a lot. You know, the police don't eat donuts, Brother Dickie. Don't trip. I don't eat donuts while y'all looking at me. But this person needed gas. He was with his wife. I knew they fell on hard times. So I said, okay, I got a few dollars. So I told the deputy, stay here with them. And what I'll do is I'll go to the station and I'll go get gas. While I'm on my way, I said, man, how am I going to get gas? I don't have nothing to put it in. I need a container, you see. So I went in there and I'm looking and I said, hey, I need a container. I need a couple of bucks of gas. The containers are back there, so I go and get the container. Walk outside, pay for the gas. Now I jump back in my vehicle and ride back to where they are. I get out of my car, go over to that car, put the gas in the vehicle, and put the gas can, y'all can have this, in the car. The man never looked at me and never said thank you. He or his wife. And I'm standing there. Never said thank you. So now I get back in my car. And oh, I got something to say. Oh, you should have did me like that. You don't know who you're messing with. I let the Lord know how I feel about it. Really? I don't have much, and I gave to them? And I start talking about his physical. He's short, Lord, that old short fella with no hair. And his wife, oh. And the Lord listened to my foolishness just a little while. Who'd you do it for, Noel? Who'd you do it for? Was it for them? For show? You want to let them know what a good old boy you are? Or did you do it for me? For me. Did you do it for me? You want the pat on the back? Real love doesn't pat you on the back all the time. There are things you have done for people the world will never know about. But God does. What you've used, what you've given of yourself, your time, he sees. And in due season. When the time is right, in the fullness of time, God will pay you back. I promise he will. I'm a witness he will. And what he will give you, you cannot buy with money. You can't get this with money. Huh? My girls, they respect that. You can't buy that with money. They want to hang out with me, Brother Dickie. You can't buy that with money. They love me. My wife respects me. I went all the way to Afghanistan and worked in filthy Haiti. And this woman remained faithful. You can't buy that with money. Love thy neighbor as thyself. While I'm out helping the world's neighbors, she's taking care of the house. And God will pay you back. Brother Dickie, in due season. Just a little while longer. But remember your neighbor. And the world is saying today, stop helping people. Listen to our world of politics. I don't know if you notice the way we speak and talk to one another now. We don't even talk to one another. We argue at one another now. We call each other's names. Don't let this world fool you. Jesus says love. You better be walking in love if you want anything from him. Love is a strong weapon. Love will make hate run itself away. When love, true love, walks in the building, hate has to go. And you can look at me with hate. I'll just pray for you in love. And when it's all said and done, and when you come falling at my feet, begging me for forgiveness. You were forgiven when you started acting crazy a long time ago. The blessings of loving your neighbor. Y'all get anything out of that? I hope so. Did I tell you I love you? And I appreciate every last one of you. Anything I'm forgetting, baby, before I close? Because we're going to get in the car and she's going to say, you didn't say so and so. Condoleezza Rice. I'll pay for that. I guarantee I'm going to pay for that. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for our neighbors. They keep us sharp. They keep us on the lookout, Father, for the opportunity to be a blessing to someone, Father. Thank you for this time. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.